Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
See you looking from across the room, long hair with a glass of wine. I've been searching all around for you, so fine, wanna take some time to let you know I want you.
That is new release single by Blackman Huckabee Jr., Run With Me. Good morning. It is 7:39 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
And I'm Trent Ferris.
We are joined this morning with Blackman Huckabee Jr. Blackman, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
So, Blackman, I do know that you are local from Clover, South Carolina. So you are a hometown York County boy, but you are also known for being a Clemson University football player. But Garden and Gun has also called you a football player who was also a crooner. So what do you think about all of this, and how did you really get started into your music career?
Yeah, so it kind of all started from this meeting where I was just speaking on behalf of the career development sector of our football program. And I'd been posting some videos after I had a crazy leg injury during spring ball where I got my leg almost amputated. And it was just this whole crazy deal. I broke my other leg too. And so I started posting these videos on TikTok and on social media, and they kind of took off. And while I was in that meeting with a mic in hand, Coach Sweeney kind of put me on the spot right there. His son had kind of told him about the videos and whatnot, and I sang Tennessee Whiskey, and that video went viral. It went on SportsCenter and ESPN. It led me to have a national anthem performance at our military appreciation game in full uniform for the Orlando Magic, some stuff with American Idol down the road, and eventually just kind of led to creating my own music and releasing my own single. So as far as a crooner goes, I don't know if that's the style of this music, but that's kind of the style of a lot of the posts that I was doing at the time.
And take us back. I did mention that you are from Clover, and Clover here in York County is very well known for their musical programs, whether it's band or choral. Has music always been something that you love to do and that you participated in, or is this just kind of something new that you've gotten into?
Yeah, so originally I'm from Rock Hill, and I lived there for 13 or 14 years, and it's Football City USA there. And so when I moved to Clover, and the big thing to do over there was to sing, initially it was kind of a shock, but you know, all the athletes do Clover Choraleers is what it's called, and it's an incredible program. But all the athletes do it too, and so I was actually able to compete with football at a high level and sing at a really high level. And so the interest for both maintained through college, but when I got to Clemson, I was really focused on, you know, I'm where I always wanted to be. This is a really high level of football. Let me give it all that I have. But when these injuries happened, that opened up a door to really dive back into the music. And, you know, since then, I've just been really creating and giving it all that I have.
Well, I will say that when I was doing some research on you, that I loved that, especially on that Saturday where you did sing the national anthem, that you walked out, that you did sing the national anthem in full uniform. So you had your helmet in one hand and your microphone in the other hand. And that's definitely something that we don't see all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody had ever done that before. And that was so cool when I had pitched it to to Jordan Soros, who was just a staff member for the program. He was like, yeah, let's do it. And he told me the next day, we're going to make that happen. And I just knew that was going to be a really, really cool thing, to be able to pair up both of the things that I love the most on a national stage in front of 83,000 people. I couldn't have dreamed it up any better than that.
About Run With Me, I know that this is your baby from start to finish. You were explaining to me that you wrote it, that you did all of the background vocals that we hear. So tell us a little bit about the song, what it's about, and how that process has looked.
Yeah, it's just it's called Run With Me. You can find it on all streaming platforms under the name Blackman. It's a pop R&B song. It's got a lot of energy. I would say we tried to definitely make the sound my own. I wrote the entire thing. All the backgrounds are me. It's kind of like a modern instrumentation like Justin Timberlake type of song, maybe, if I had to like compare it to anything, but I do think it's very much me. It's just kind of a, you know, it's a really fun song. It was really important to be able to move to the music for me. As a new artist, I know if I came out too heavy that I might turn some people off. And so I wanted to give you some crisp, nice vocals, give you some really fun and interesting melodies, but keep it really fresh, really new, and kind of just show you all the things that I can do encapsulated into one song.
Take us through the process of if someone is wanting to do this. How do you find a producer and an engineer? And you ended up with a producer and engineer who's worked with some pretty heavy hitting people. What does that process look like to be able to take what you've written to it now being available to download for society?
Yeah, so for me, I just happened to find this guy. His name was Blake Pearl. He was just on American Idol. He was a receiver for the Minnesota Vikings who also got a career-ending injury and started pursuing music probably back in like 2021. But his video started popping up on my TikTok, and I was like, oh, this dude's kind of just like me. We both play receiver, both got hurt. So I reached out to him, and I said, hey, man, like I really like the production of your music. Who's your producer? Like, can you set me up with this guy? And he did. And, you know, from the first phone call that I had with Zach Fody, who is actually located out in Minnesota, we just started clicking and we started working. And so we worked remote for a while since he's so far away. We built the song up until a certain point where it was ready to go do actual studio vocals. I recorded all like the pre-demo vocals actually here in Clemson's podcast studio that's built into our football facility. So I used the resources that I had here. Flew out there, did the real vocals. We built the rest of the song after we had the real vocals remotely. Sent it off to get mastered by Dale Becker, who is one of the top mastering engineers in the country. Just did Billie Eilish's last album, did SZA's last album that was like Grammy winning. Did Harry Styles, Dolby Atmos stuff. Like he's been with some real big heavy hitters, and so I got lucky in that sense that my producer had a connection to him. But yeah, at that point, you get the track, you upload it to a distribution service, and then you wait a couple weeks, and then it comes out on all platforms. So definitely something anybody can do. You just, you know, creatively, you do have to, be talented and plan that stuff out. It's art at the end of the day. And so, yeah, but anyone can do it. It can be done.
Absolutely. And my co-host today, Blackman, is Trent Ferris. Trent Ferris is a huge Clemson football fan, so he has a couple of questions for you as well.
So first of all, sure. I think it's really cool that you have those opportunities at Clemson, that they give you those opportunities to use the they have the new podcast called Two Right Turns, mm-hmm. and using that studio. It's really neat. But I've got to ask, you know, does at the end of the games, if you win, you dance at Clemson, right? And so have you used your song in this, when Dabo, Coach Sweeney is doing it, you know, using your song to dance?
Well, I haven't had it until then, but I don't think that'd be a terrible idea.
Hey, Les, so Trent, we'll you just we'll gave him a great happens. Idea.
I'm just saying, that's a really good idea. That should be used. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be looking for it this season. Coach Sweeney's going to use your song.
I'm all in for that.
Blackman, I also know that you are just going by Blackman. Is that correct?
Yes. So yes, just Blackman.
So if people do want to find Run With Me today, tell us what to do, where to go.
Yeah, you can find it on any streaming platform that you listen to music on, and you just search Run With Me, Blackman, and it should come up. Should be there.
And Blackman, just take us through what the next couple of months looks like for you. You are going to be back as a wide receiver playing for Clemson, and you're getting your MBA. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just graduated. So finished my undergrad. I'll get my MBA. I have another year. The plan is to play. And as far as the music goes, you know, I wrote this song back in December. So I'm sitting on a bunch of other music. There's a lot more where this came from. I really hope y'all enjoy it, and I think it's really, really strong. But yeah, there's a lot more coming as well.
Absolutely. Well, we invite you, if you're ever home in Rock Hill or Clover, if you would love to swing by the mics, we would love to have you, and we look forward to hearing more music from you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate y'all having me.
Thank you, Blackman.
Go Tigers.
It is.
Go Tigers.